Police, North Carolina man to serve 30-plus years after mailing fentanyl to man who eventually overdosed. By Olivia Rondo on April 18, 2024. A North Carolina man was sentenced to more than 30 years in prison for selling fentanyl to an Iowa man who eventually fatally overdosed, officials said. Rutherford County Sheriff's Office investigators said James Adam Earwood, 39, will spend decades in prison after being found guilty of distribution of a controlled substance, heroin, and fentanyl, causing the death of the victim, reports Fox Carolina. On November 18, 2021, Earwood mailed heroin and fentanyl to the unnamed victim, who was living in Dubuque, Iowa. Officials said the victim used the heroin and fentanyl and overdosed in the parking lot of a local business, the local outlet reported. The victim survived the overdose. However, 1 month later, on December 17, 2021, the victim received another package of the same drugs from Earwood and died shortly after at a hotel. Officials from the sheriff's office said that Earwood had a business marketed to recovering heroin addicts on Facebook, where he bragged about how good his drugs were, even using the victim's overdose as an example. Earwood will serve 365 months in a Cedar Rapids, Iowa, prison and 5 years of supervised release following his term. The increase in fatal fentanyl overdoses and who exactly is behind them has been revealed in Peter Schweitzer's book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. The investigative book, which made number one on the New York Times bestseller list 1 week after its release by HarperCollins, dives deep into restricted Chinese military documents, U.S. financial records, and more to expose how American politicians have let the Chinese Communist Party ruin American citizens with fentanyl. Schweitzer and his team of forensic investigators spent more than 2 years scouring a trove of restricted Chinese military documents, data mining a mountain of American financial records, and tracking U.S. political leaders' investments and family businesses, according to the publisher's blurb. Schweitzer unloads bombshell after bombshell, exposing the Chinese Communist Party's covert operations in the American drug trade, social justice movement, and medical establishment to sow chaos and decadence in the United States.